Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, Minister for Social Services Christian Porter has shown modelling that claims Australia's future lifetime welfare cost will top out at a dizzying $4.8 trillion. Firstly, when we talk about a lifetime cost, what do we actually mean?
Oh, well, this is just a figure that they've concocted. I mean, you can do anything with numbers. As you know, they obviously wanted to get the biggest figure possible, Sean, in order to scare everybody that, you know, the dole bludgers were a big curse and that we had to push through these reforms urgently. And I, of course, believe there probably is some fat in the system and that welfare should and can be reformed. But I was quite... I took a fancy to the fact that they were running with this big number and showcasing it in a report by PwC, the big global accounting firm. And so I went and had a look at how many handouts PwC had had itself from government over the years. And you can go into the Austender website, and here they are with, I haven't got the figures in front of me, but hundreds of millions of dollars. And the big four accounting firms, Ernst & Young, Deloitte, PwC and KPMG, together over 10 years, picked up $2.6 billion just for writing reports and giving advice, for paper shuffling, essentially. So I just wanted to highlight that irony of, you know, the government running with this dole bludgers narrative when, in fact, these big blue-chip accounting firms were probably the biggest recipients of government payouts of any individual institutions in the country.
You've also pointed out that these accounting firms have made considerable political donations to the major political parties. It does seem a tad circular, them contributing money to the government and the government paying back money in fees.
Well, they've always been big political donors, but their power extends way beyond that. I mean, they have people going in and out of various government agencies and secondments to the tax office. And, I mean, the tax commissioner himself, Chris Jordan, is an ex-partner of KPMG. So their power and influence infiltrates government at every level. And on top, there are the political donations, not to government, of course, but to the specific party. So when the parties get into power, of course, they're beholden to them.
The $4.8 trillion that we mentioned, do we actually have a real understanding of how these numbers compare? How much is being paid to individual Australians, these dole bludgers, these pensioners, these people that have earned a right to stay alive at some sort of minimum wage, and how much is actually being paid into corporate accounts?
Sorry, I'm not quite understanding that question. How much is
how the numbers actually compare? How the numbers compare between individual Australians and these payouts, these big fees paid to corporations?
Well, individual Australians, I mean, the population is 26 million or thereabouts. So, you know, a lot of people are on some kind of form of welfare. So collectively, welfare payments are a lot bigger, as stipulated in the report. But when we talk about individual institutions, there are many institutions, including law firms, they're big offenders at just getting government contracts. But you've got to remember too, as you suggested before, that when we talk welfare, the narrative is that welfare is a big burden on society. And when we think welfare, we think dole bludgers. And that's basically the narrative that the politicians and many in the media have been running. But the reality is that a lot of these people, the biggest cost of all is aged care, the pension. As you said, people who have been working all their lives. And of course, they can hardly be lobbed in with dole bludgers because they've already contributed to society and paid a lifetime of taxes. And, you know, who would it be that would say that we should put these people out on the street or that we shouldn't look after them even? And then, of course, after them come the family payouts as well, family benefits for people that aren't doing too well. So the dole bludgers is fourth down the list. Social Security, of all the Social Security recipients, the actual people that are on unemployment benefits is around about $10 billion. So it's, compared to aged care, around about $60 billion. So, you know, that gives you an idea about the relative magnitude of these things. But, of course, they're all lumped in one when we talk about, oh, the taxpayer's burden having to look after these people. So that needs to be distinguished. You can't lump in aged care with people on the dole.
In particular, you've singled out the Murdoch press. This lifters and leaners, two sides narrative, is it perhaps just simply used because it's a lot easier to tackle, you know, this idea of two sides of a coin rather than the complexities of the actual situation?
Well, I think we in the media are always, it's unavoidable. You go for the most simple, hard-hitting narrative you can, and you tend to dumb things down in order to get your message across. But in the same week that Christian Porter was waving the PwC report about and talking about gigantic numbers that have been confected to make the problem look really bad, in that same week there were stories in the Murdoch press and on Channel 7 and Channel 9, and the commercial TV networks, about dole bludges, which later proved, if you saw Media Watch the other night, to be highly incorrect, singling out people as dole bludgers when they weren't, people under the age of 18, or one girl at least. So, you know, these stories, they were on the front page of the telly and so on, just massive beat-ups to try and identify, you know, this problem of, you know, taxpayers, you know, propping up these people. So the story wasn't even correct. And indeed, taxpayers do prop up people on the dole. There is no doubt about that. But I think it just needs to be looked at in sensible, relative terms rather than just singling out, dole bludgers as the curse on society. Because as we know, the Murdoch Press News Corporation is regarded itself by the Australian Tax Office as born out in the Senate hearings last year as the number one tax risk. In other words, the number one tax bludger, corporate tax bludger in Australia. So there's another irony for you. I mean, to be fair to News Corp, they've been usurped in that role by Chevron, the giant oil company, but certainly the tax office has been going after the Murdoch's corporate entities here for many years.
Certainly not a good look. Michael, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Yeah, good to be on the show, Sean. Thanks.